Boom!
Hey, car guys and car gals, welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
Yes, sir.
This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
This is Fred Lenars, the subprime hero.
And we are here with Richie Bello.
Yes,
and
sir.
He is Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. Oh, man. Richie, welcome to the show.
Well, I gotta say this, guys. We got your show on one of our sites. One of our team members is Richie. This is really a good show. We rate it as this is the best show out there in the automotive space. Wow. Really, really. It's very educational. It's very motivated. And the good thing about the show is that you guys are always doing live daily. So that's great because it motivated. It's positive motivation, and that's it. You know, and you guys, you know, what's really good about you guys don't talk about yourself. What you guys do is talk about solutions, and that's what's really important.
Man,
it's about
you get it.
Giving people solutions. It don't matter who we are or whatever, we know what we do. It's about bringing that solution to the table to help our friends that are car guys like us, because the car business is not an easy business, you know. But having people like you guys, it's great. And thank you again for having me. And I'm very grateful that I got the opportunity to meet both of you.
Wow. Man, I love it. Thank you so much. That is
welcome
off
to the show.
Very
man, he made us speechless.
You made me blush a little bit there. Yeah, seriously.
I don't know what to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Richie. You know, it's always nice to hear those kind of words. When you say those words, I know that you know a lot of people. You've been in this business a long time. So for that to come out of your mouth, really, it means something. So it's really nice of you to say. We do appreciate that. I did see that. You sent me the link, and I went and checked it out, and I saw that you said we were the best in the automotive. I literally was like, I showed everybody. I was like, look at this.
We made it.
Mama, I made it, right? Yeah. So, no, but, you know, it's enough about us.
Yeah,
I do appreciate it. The show's all about you, Richie.
See how good he is at that?
Man,
he's good at that.
He flipped it. He flipped the script on us. He took the host spot, and then we took the guest, right?
This is why you got to listen to how this guy talks. You know what I mean? Because he says stuff that works. You know,
no doubt about
Richie.
Yo, but before we get the show going, you know what time it is.
You
guys, we're about to drop that.
Know what it is you got to do first.
Yes, sir.
First, everybody. On three, we are going to do what it is that we do to keep growing, and that's forgive, focus, fly. So, Richie Bello on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, welcome to the show. Let's go ahead and forgive, focus, fly on three. One, two, three.
Forgive, focus, fly.
And keep growing. Keep growing. Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
keep
sir.
Growing. That's right.
Keep it
growing. Richie Bello is
flying. And you know what time it is?
With Solutionaries.
This time.
Car guys, that is our intro right there, folks.
And I always love watching that. Richie, here soon you'll be seeing yourself forgive, focus, flying on that thing. I know.
we like to
update those every once in a while. As you can see, we've had a great lineup of people come on our show. Each one of those people had a week with us to where we got to share their story, talk about what's hot with them right now, and that's exactly what we're getting ready to do with Richie.
That's right.
Richie, thank you for coming on the show again, man.
Welcome.
So let's make this happen. So,
yes. So before we go any further, folks, we just want to remind you that this brew has been brought to you by Think Ag Group.
You know,
and you can get information by going to thinkaggroup.com.
Yes.
You can also check out Mr. Richie Bello wherever it is that you can type in the name Richie Bello, because this individual that you are about to jump into a five-liner with knows so many ins and outs intricately inside of the digital automotive world that you're probably going to want to go ahead and get your pen out, get some notes ready to understand what it is that you can do to uptick or upshift and uplift your particular area of the car business. And he's just dropping it out here for free for all of you to consume. So let's get ready to brew some solutions and have some fun together. You ready, Richie?
Absolutely.
Five lineup.
Friend. All right. So, you know, we ask five questions every time we have one of our guests on the show. It's always awesome. Lou and I actually, on our very first episode, interviewed each other. And that was our first, like, little show. And we did five liners on each other. So this is the very first question we ask everybody. Everybody has a purpose in life. Everybody wakes up and something drives them, something that makes them say, you know what, I'm going to get up that 5 minutes earlier. I'm going to do that extra rep. I'm going to make that extra phone call. It's your why. So, Richie, what is your why? What drives you?
What drives me is to give back to a community that's the veterans. And that's why I start the business and all that. And I want to make a lot of money, but it's not about me making the money and, you know, having fancy stuff or material things. It's really about giving back to the United States veterans. And the reason that I arrive at that is because they have a very hard time when they come back from deployment to even get a job, to be able to support their families. They're not, their mind is not together. It takes about 2 to 3 years. So that's what drives me, only what drives me just to donate.
Oh, wow. It's a great cause. You know, Lou and I had the blessing to be able to get nominated for the 22 push-up challenge for a veteran suicide right now. And it's a sad story, you know. Talking with you recently, Richie, getting to know you, you've talked about this before. It is a great, great thing to honor and a great, great thing to bring up and bring awareness to. These veterans, they come back when they get back from overseas, it's traumatic. It's very different for them. It's hard for them to understand and grasp normal life again. So absolutely, what you do is very, very good. It's something that more people need to do. So we did push-ups every day for 22 days. And every day we nominated other people. So what it was mostly was for was to be able to get awareness out there. Because I could tell you it did. It brought a lot of awareness out there. I've had a lot of people jump on and they did the push-ups. They spread it out. More people are talking about it. A lot of people didn't know. A lot of people didn't know the issues that our veterans are having, mm-hmm. you know. Lou and I both are veterans, but we're both very fortunate to not to have to be in a situation like
that. And that is a transition that takes some time to work on. But it's also not waiting to – the bill collectors aren't waiting for you to get that figured out, right?
No.
The
normal society.
The rent's still coming. Things still have to keep going on.
Absolutely.
So people like Richie or diamonds in the rough, you know, that are able to actually find kind of the niche for these people to make that connection. And that's such a valuable source.
Absolutely.
My last 2 months in the military, before I was in the car business, because I was on a terminal leave and that's when I really jumped into the car business. But before that, I was 2 months of just traveling the nation and saluting and folding flags and presenting them to people. That is something that marked me forever, but always kept me committed to the cause and the value of what's inside of that casket. You know what I mean? That's a person that laid down their life for me. You know what I mean? For you,
right.
for all of us. No doubt. You know what I mean? And the emotion that you have handing a flag to a complete stranger. You know what I mean? And taking on all that emotion that they have in that moment, you know what I mean? That is that rocks your very core. But also, you know, out of that, you find such an immense joy for life itself. You know what I mean? That you have it right now and you're capable of doing great and magnificent things. So, you know, that's where, I mean, ultimately I would be anchored to in honor. Every time I'm doing a push-up, it's not to get the shares and to the likes, you know what I mean? But what a testament that the internet or social media has been to the power to get a message out there, to speak about something for a cause. And
absolutely.
How hard it is. It's easy to get bad news out there, but look what we did with good news of people being aware of a bad situation, but we found a way to bring great light in it, right? And that's what spread. That's what, you know, Richie is great at doing, and that's what, you know, we're trying to master.
Richie's a master at it. I love it. So
that's why you're in the cafe with us, man. I don't know. I got hit your chest for me one time.
Oh, that's
we're getting
right.
deep.
That's right. I mean? So, Rich, you know, Richie, you know, your purpose and your why is a great why. You know, I know that with your experience in life, your experience, a lot of stuff you've seen and done a multitude of things. And to see that and to know that that is something that's troubling is great. That tells me that you're a problem solver. And that's exactly what we are. We're solutionaries.
Yes. Solutionaries.
You know? So salute to you, solutionary. So our second question, Lou, what you got for him?
Okay. Richie, my fellow Cubano, right? a lot of family in the area. The very first thing that we said when we launched this entire podcast was, you know, how we want to start this. I said, give me a little bit of that Cuban horn, right? You know what I mean? And get our theme music
exactly
going, right?
That's
exactly how we started this. So my brother, you know, I want to know, what was it that brought you into the car business? What got you connected to the car business that you're such a such a great juggernaut in? You know what I mean? There's nobody like Richie out there. So just to be, you know it, I know it. You know, there's nobody really like Richie out there. And that's why we value and honor you so much. But what is it that got you into the car business? How did that this?
And I'm glad you brought that up, because what got me into it is the same thing that got me into my business to give back. What got me into it is that I felt that back when I started, the consumers were not getting a fair deal. Everybody was hitting people high. They were getting trade upside down all the time. So I said, I got to make a difference and help these consumers out to go through the process without feeling like they go into a neural surgeon, and giving people a fair deal. I'm going to make money, right? Obviously.
Yep.
But that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to give back to the consumers. And I said to myself, one day I'm going to have a solution for these people to get a good deal where they're not so in trouble every time they're unhappy with a trade and they got to trade in and they got to wait 4 or 5 years. Or something like that, give the consumer the right deal. That's what really turned me on. And then working in a dealership, I saw that a dealership has 100 employees. So then I really started thinking, we need solutions for these dealerships, because when a dealership goes out of business, there's 100 people out of a job.
Right.
Okay, so something has to happen. So then what happened was I went to another company that was a big solution company, which was R.O. Polk & Company, and I learned there at a very young age how to spin solutions. Because here's the thing. We all focus on the problem. If we eliminate the problem and focus on the solution faster, if there's a problem, just forget about that. Just focus on the solution. And if we look, I'm not just saying that, if we look at math itself, the solution is greater than the problem all the time. So there's really a solution for about anything you can come up with, right? All you got to do is focus and put that energy on the solution.
Oh. And that's what makes it so different with somebody that actually brews and grows. So the car business was very good at being able to try to play its hand, right?
Right.
We kind of tried to keep people literally in the dark. It was the art of keeping a person in the dark
right,
until they can leave inside of an automobile. That is bad culture to live in. That's why, I mean, and I'll just be real. That's why I believe that the car business itself suffered so many dark things in the personal lives of many of its veterans from the past, because the concept of business was to highlight or to create more darkness, continue to keep the customer out of the
dark right,
for the money. Then that affected marriages, that affected the relationships with children, that affected so many things. If we're just being real, can we be real? You know what I mean?
Real.
It affected a lot of things, you know? Because the culture wasn't, hey, you go take care of your family, man. Hey, go home, go hang out with your family. I promise you, you're going to have a way better week if you get the chance to just go get your head right and have a good time with your family. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the culture. It's, yeah, you're not going to make it to the birthday party because you're a little bit shy of your goal. Or are you serious? Don't you have 2 appointments for the end of the night? No, you need to be here, right? That kind of culture kept, because we were so focused on just dark stuff.
Right.
Turning on the light then says, hey, look, the customers completely see us. We are now transparent. There is nothing to hide. Because at the end of the day, we are the sellers. They are the buyers. No matter what they want to buy. So if we can just have a nice, clean presentation for them to buy from, they're going to buy it. Just get in their way. You know what I mean? They're gonna do it. It's going to happen, right? There's no need to hide them. And you have brought together solutions and have kept looking for that as an advocate for people to say, hey, turn the freaking light on in this room, man. You know what I mean? Let's let everybody see what's going on. And we can come up with a fair deal and everybody can make money, go home and be happy. Let's turn on the light. And you know what happens when you turn on light? Things grow. If you shut the light off, they stop growing. That plant isn't going to grow in the dark. You know, you need to turn the light on some. You need to open a window, give it some light, you know. And that's what you're doing is opening the light for customers. But that's what's happening with this funny, cool contraption. It's happening whether you like it or not, folks. Car guys, car gals, and all your solutions.
It's funny that you should say that because this is what really happens. Some people walk through life saying, but I've done all the right things, right? And I have no luck. The real wealth that you get is your health, okay? Mm-hmm. So you don't think by you doing this, you're going to get any extra money or anything like that. No, that's not the way it works. But you get a lot of wealth with your health. When you have wealth with your health, you can really overcome a lot of things. Then you can work hard and make whatever you want to make and chase that opportunity and grab it. Because now you're healthy. There's nothing that's going to hurt you because you are healthy. And that's how you get it, right? It's a philosophy and it's a thought pattern and it's a mindset. And once you put that on there, everything you can see, you can figure out, because that light, how they give you back more light, is by your health.
Health is everything. I mean, because you can have everything in the world, but you have bad health, life is over.
You have to get sunlight.
And you're right. Health, right? Everything, but health comes in a multitude of ways. You know, there's mental health. There's so many things that matter, you know. And Richie, I'm sure you know that with friends and, you know, like I said, with your experience in life, you definitely know and seen people who've had where they didn't take care of their mental or their physical, and they probably had things great until that all happened to them, and then they started falling apart, and then they got even more into the dumps. You know, much like how a veteran comes back from war. You know, they're just in this bad place.
A dark place, right?
But yeah.
What's the solution to darkness?
Light.
Turn on the light.
That's right. You got to search for that light and just let it glow.
Just keep giving back and help anybody. You know, it doesn't matter. Because look, let's face it. I help a lot of people, right?
Right.
And I don't do it for anything back. You know what? I do it because there's a judgment day, all right? There's a day that when we leave here, we're going to go somewhere, and all you've done, that's when you're going to get rated, okay? So it doesn't matter. You're not doing it to get anything back. You're just doing it because of the human race. You know what? Always be kind, because you don't know if that person is having a bad day. Always be kind. The more kind you are, the more kind things are going to happen to you. Not because nobody's giving it to you, because it's your mindset. It's your peace of mind.
So right, Richie. And that actually leads us to my very, very similar to what I was going to ask you in my third question. You know, one thing I like to ask people is, you know, there's a thing. We all have principles in life. We all have things that we have values, you know, core values. And that's where I'm going with this. And the core values in life are very important. Like for me, I, you know, do a lot of discipline through my life. You know, obviously I was in the military, so we had core values in the military. I do martial arts. Martial arts has core values also. You know, at my dealership, we came up with the idea to do core values, so I believe in that also. Number one for a lot of people can be a multitude of things, right? If you were to pick the most important core value to have to be successful in life, not just business, but in life, what would you say that one core value needs to be?
My core value would be to do the right thing by my family. Mm-hmm. Okay? I must do really the right thing by my family. Always be there no matter what they need. I have to be there. And it don't matter at what time it is. It doesn't matter. Now, we all have brothers and sisters and siblings and daughters and sons. You know, even if your brother doesn't agree with you or whatever, when he's in need, that's when you all come together. They say, with his unity, there's power. Well, no, I say, with his unity, there's success.
Oh, wow.
If we're united, we'll be successful. If we're not united, we'll never be successful. I don't believe in unity, there's power. No, I believe in unity, success.
Yes. And it's, you know, It's very, you know, that's what I love about America. And I hate to get to America. I don't mean to be that way, but I am. I'm very patriotic. I love my country. I know that it's not perfect, but nothing is. But it's as close to perfect as you can get out there in the world when it comes to a country. So to me, I'm very proud to be that. You know, and one of our biggest sayings for America is United we stand, right? And so, and it's so true. And it needs to be thought even deeper than it's ever been. We all are Americans, everybody, no matter what color, no matter what you are, no matter how old you are, even if you were born in another country, but you're here, you now are a citizen, you're an American, and you need to be treated that way. And I, you know, so I think that what you're saying about that, I love it. That's a good way of thinking, Richie. We do United, coming with United, that's successful. And I absolutely, man. Great answer to that. That was a great answer.
He is bubbling over here. United is our first name.
Oh my goodness! Though. Yeah, good point.
You understand?
Yes,
it is our core identity. Richie, you said so many things there that just gets my heart jumping.
Yeah, he did.
And I think of the number one best selling book of all time, the Bible, and I think of what's locked in. It's really not locked in there. It's wide open for anybody to take a hold of and grab. But there is only one commandment inside of the Ten Commandments. So if we had to funnel this down into one thing, the Ten Commandments would say, honor your mother and father, and your days would be many. The only one that comes with a reward, okay? Thou shalt not steal just because you shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Just don't, okay? But if you honor your mother and father, your days will be many.
Yes.
That is part of honoring your family, you know what I mean? If you honor your brother and your sister, that's honoring your father. That's honoring, you know, the ones that have come before you. And you doing that is being a core thing that, of course, has made you connected to us because we gelled more together as a distant family, cousins, getting to know each other type of relationship more than it's been a professional one. You know what I mean? It's kind of cool. We love everything that we're doing and we respect each other's game, if you will, you know what I mean? And what we have to the table, you appreciate what we have at heart because you hear what we're saying from the heart, not necessarily the car guy-isms in us, you know, because we don't have a whole lot of teach you how to do the 10 steps on our show. You know what I mean? That's not us. We're more talking about things of the heart to get your mindset right, to put tools into action, right? You do that and then you jump over. Get yourself into a spot where you're saying, hey, we're going to help the community because that's what we're supposed to do. We're going to turn the light on because that's what we're supposed to do inside of the industry. We're going to actually invest ourselves into other people and teach them how to be successful at this because this is actually what I want to see happen inside of a culture. And in order to create a culture like our first name, the United States, you have to bring together. You have to unify. And unity, speaking of the Bible, God said that they can accomplish anything because they are unified.
Right.
When we were trying to build a tower to reach heaven, he said we could do it because we were unified. Right? It could happen because of our unity. The power is there. If we can motivate ourselves with the right motives, we can accomplish anything that we want. That's the kind of power that we have. Mm-hmm. One can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000, right? That kind of unity is what makes us a strong nation, a nation of nations, right? That is what makes us a great country. With all of our differences, we're able to throw it in the pot and everybody eat it up. And we take this together and we march on with life together. Right. And that's what we've been doing as people. But in the car business, man, if there's anything that literally drives this entire country, it's the automotive industry. It is so key to have your carriage. OK. And Richie's finding a way to brew solutions to making sure that people do it and inside of the right culture. That's why it's just an honor to run with you. But you make a lot of key connections there, and I will ramble all night on the things that I get inspired about. But once again, this is our show, and we'll say
we can do what we want.
What we want, as long as you got the time, we're going to sit here and just talk about how awesome Richie Bello.
There you go. You know, the reason I developed ShopSmart because I'm actually tired of dealers spending a ton of money to give to Google. All right. So we got an automated system with artificial intelligence. So now it's Prolete on top because, you know, TrueCar is great, but TrueCar is overrated and overexpensive. Okay. So these dealers, it's costing them so much money to get leads. What we do is we give 100 leads at $50 a lead. That's it. End of story. And they always blame the lead gen, right? So we brought now trainers that I'm going to give out 6 hours of training at no cost to a dealership. And it's guaranteed. And if they don't follow through it, it's all guaranteed. And if I got to send out a trainer to help that dealership, I will. So it's about making the difference. It's not about making the money. It's really about making the difference because bottom line is we're only here temporary, right? When we leave, we want people to remember us, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what it's about. It's bottom line is they're going to sell the cars because I've integrated trainers into that, right? Mm-hmm. So now different than any other lead gen or true car thing. I don't charge a penny to a dealership to be on that site. All their inventory's on there. The directory's on there. Kelley Blue Book's on. It doesn't matter. Because bottom line is dealers need help too. Right. Because you know why I help dealers? I really don't care about dealers. I care about the employees that are there, that if those dealers are not doing good, you got so many people in the local economy out of a job. That's why I take my time to develop solutions. That's what it's about. Helping those customers in the local economy because you got Amazon. That's not a local economy. You got to, the only thing we have that's a local economy right now is one thing. It's the dealer sector. Mm. We can't afford to lose any dealers. I was around in 08, you know, helping dealers and doing, I mean, it was terrible. You know what? That's the only thing that matters. Not about the deal. It's about that. Employees, the average dealership, I think NADA says is 78 employees in a dealership right now. Yeah. Hey, you know what? We got to help those dealers stay in business for those employees.
So true. So true.
That's wow. Wow. Yeah, you bring in some deep stuff here, man. And I think that's information that more people need to hear and really analyze.
Say it again and again.
Right.
And repeat that because it is important to make that connection and
realize the value. You know,
you guys are hearing this.
Yeah.
Listen to this. You know what I mean? Listen, figure out the solutions. Reach out to Richie. You know, reach out to people that have the solutions that are going to help you save the economy that is your business. Man, Richie, I'm like smashed floored by the gravity of how big you've really just made that.
Yeah.
That's huge. That is pretty huge, man.
That's going to be pretty
way beyond making that one unit happen. Because again, the customer is going to buy what they want. Margin is going to be margin. If it's going to be Carvana or,
correct,
you know, Vroom or the Chevy store, you know, that customer is going to get a car in some time frame. You know, it's going to happen.
There's no doubt.
So it's key that all of these 50 to 100 other people that get paid off of that one transaction are present in order to help that out. You know what I mean? And the system is in line for that, man.
You know, we saw a lot of things happening. We saw the rental business wanted to sell cars. This happened over a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. You got Hearst, Enterprise, and Avis, okay? Now, dealers, your competitor is not your local dealer. Your competitor are these companies that are not in the local economy. And you want to know something? I'm not just saying that you can dial IHS. And as a dealer, buy their registrations. Go back to 3 months. The registrations are up. Be surprised what they're penetrating in the market. They're buying leads. They're buying leads. My company will not sell them leads because I started ShopSmart for dealers only. I get reached out by these companies. They'll buy unlimited leads. You know why? Because they're pumping cars in. So that used car lot that has 30 people working for them, office managers, salespeople, right, that new car lot that has 78, They're chipping away at it. And now here's what's happening. The consumer is, they're building a behavior to a consumer. We all know that we're creatures of habit, right? So if you have a habit, it's very hard to give up. With time, people are going to start buying cars from these companies because it's all online. Mm-hmm. Everything's online. So you know what? With time, we're going to really go out slowly. It's going to take a decade, 8, 10, 12 years. Meanwhile, the local economy is going to hurt more because those people that are working in your local dealers are the ones that spend the money locally.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's what is going on in the market right now. You had Amazon first. Now this is happening, and this is hitting our sector. Your competitor is no more your local dealership. Mm-hmm. Your competitor is your rental companies that are selling cars online, selling it online, and delivering it to your home with this coronavirus.
Boom.
Boom.
And not releasing it at the sale.
No, they're just like, straight to your house.
Yeah.
And it's true. You're right. You know, in their business, they found a little niche that worked for them, and they already had delivery people because, you know, when they were selling them, they were taking them either to auctions or other dealers anyway,
right.
You know, so they already had all those in place. All they had to do was make slight adjustments on their website.
Yeah. The infrastructure was there.
It was there. It was there all along. They just
use their inventory.
Yeah.
You want it.
And he's right. You know, so. Man, that's great information to pass on to you car people out there. Car guys and car gals, if you're not hearing this, open your ears and repeat, rewind, and listen to this again, because there's so many things that go into this car business. There's so many reasons why things are happening the way they are currently, the way they're going to be in the future. But here's the thing. If you pay attention to what's going on, you can get ahead of the game. You could be ready for it. You could be set up to be successful.